والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن وآله. My dear respected brothers and sisters, it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us this opportunity to come to the masjid and pray Jumu'ah Salah with congregation. Comes in a hadith, Abu Dawood, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that when a person performs wudu and then makes his way to the masjid, now with every step he takes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sin and gives him a reward with every step he takes. And then when he comes to the masjid and he waits for salah, the angels come down and they say, Allahumma ghfir lahu, O Allah, shower your mercy upon him. Allahumma arham lah, O Allah, forgive him. This is just for the person who has come to the masjid to pray salah. On the day of Jumu'ah, it's a blessed day. When a person comes to pray Jumu'ah salah, what happens is he comes to the masjid and he does not disturb anyone. He does not hurt anyone. Say, there are rows, 3, 4, 5 rows. So what he does, he goes over people, hurting people, and he then comes at the front. This is hurting people. Wherever you come to the masjid, wherever you see space, you sit down. Making sure you're not at a place where you will stand and pray and people will be stuck. They will not be able to cross over. They will not be able to move to the other side. So a place where it's good. You know, you're not disturbing anyone. And he prays salah. He listens to the khutbah attentively. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the person who does that, his sins, the sin for the whole year will be forgiven. The sin for the whole year will be forgiven. This is for the day of Jumu'ah. Now these days are blessed. The same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this blessed day for whom? Me and you. For us, so that in those days we try our best. It comes in another hadith that the person who comes for Jumu'ah, the first batch, the first lot, the first group, or the first person that comes for Jumu'ah gets the most reward. The first person to come to the masjid gets the most reward on the day of Jumu'ah. This is Allah giving people. Allah is giving people. He has made these days for us, virtuous days, blessed days, for you and me, so that on these days, in these months, we can do our best and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, make Him enter us into paradise. So the person who comes first to the masjid, he gets the most reward. And the people after that, the reward just reduces, till the last person comes to the masjid, he gets nothing. So this is advising us, or at least on the day of Jumu'ah, try your best to come early as possible on the day of Jumu'ah. This is just a very virtuous, blessed day. Now, the month we are in at the moment, most of us, we probably know about the new year after the Christmas. We know about the new year after the Christmas. New Year's Eve. Why? Because most of us get holidays. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, it's the holidays. We know about those. New Year's resolution, New Year's plan, you know, all those plans, and even companies, they will get things out for New Year's sales and etc. Another thing, New Year's sales, people are ready for the New Year's sale. So, our new year has started already. Our new year has started already. And this is Muharram, month of Muharram. This is the new month. This is the first month. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sun, the moon, and He made these months, 12 months in a year. And from those 12 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen 4 months for Himself. Chosen 4 months for Himself. They are Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, the 2 months that just went by, Muharram, the month that is now, and Rajab. The three are one after the other, except Rajab. Rajab is later on. So these 4 months, Allah has referred them for Himself. And this shows, when Allah makes something for Himself, this shows this month, these months are very special, very blessed. That's why it's called Muharram, Haram. Ashhurul Haram. It's named as Ashhurul Haram, the blessed month. Doing good deeds in these months, we get more. The same way doing bad, we get more. So our new year has started. Another year has begun. Now what is our plan? Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts our new year. How? When Muharram comes, what's the text messages, WhatsApp messages going through? Fasting on the day of Ashura. Fasting on the 10th of Muharram. Not now, some of you probably have received text by now, or some probably by this weekend, on end of this week. End of this weekend, beginning of next week, you'll be receiving text messages saying fasting on the day of Ashura. It's a reminder, it's good. It's a reminder for every single one of us. We are beginning our month with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are fasting for the sake of Allah. Amongst the worship, fasting is one of the heaviest. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he migrated from Makkah to Medina, he saw the Jews used to be fasting on the 10th of Muharram. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked his companions, why are the Jews fasting on this day? They said, because on that day, Bani Israel and Musa alayhi salam, they were saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Fir'aun and his army. So this is why Musa alayhi salam fasted on this day. So because of this reason, they are fasting. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam says, we are more dearer to Musa alayhi salam than the Jews. So we will be fasting on this day, on the 10th of Muharram. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that I hope that the person who fasts on the day of Muharram, the year's sin is forgiven for him. Just fasting on that day, the year's sin is forgeven for him. And it's a narration of Muslim. Authentic hadith. by just fasting on the 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive a person's minor sins. Just fasting on that day, on the day of Ashura. And then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised his companion, saying, if you fast, then just don't fast on the 10th, but fast on the 9th and the 10th. The reason for this is so that we don't make ourselves same like the Jews. There's no similarity like the Jews and us. They only fast for that one day. So differentiate between us and them by fasting the extra day. So that extra day could be the 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. So the day before Muharram we can fast, and the Muharram day, or Muharram day and the day after Muharram. This is permissible. This is something that Prophet ﷺ has advised the companions to do on the time of Ashura. On the time of Ashura, Rasulullah ﷺ, this before Ramadan, the month of Ramadan was made compulsory upon us. It was compulsory to fast on the day of Ashura. That day, fasting on the day of Ashura was compulsory. Was fard for the believers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the month of Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل في القرآن. Allah reveals the month of Ramadan, where Allah makes that obligatory. He makes that fard. He makes that compulsory for the believers. And then he canceled the fard of the day of Ashura. And the Prophet says, whosoever wants to fast on the day of Ashura shall fast, فَلْيَصُمْ. And whosoever wants to break the fast, not to fast, then وَأَفْطَر. So then that became optional on the day of Ashura, and the month of Ramadan became compulsory. But what we need to understand, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is that this is our new year. This has started. Muharram, month of Muharram has begun. Now, our last year of our life, what have we achieved? What have we done? What have we done? What have we achieved in our life? What did we do? A year has gone by. Have we gained? Have we perfect? Are we making ourselves a better believer? Are we making ourselves a good role model for our brothers, our sisters, for our children, for our wives? Are we making ourselves a better role model? Or are we the same? Or have we become worse? This is a question we need to ask ourselves. Because the day will come when it's too late, when we will be on our deathbed, or when angel will come to take our souls away. And when that time comes, حَتَّى لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ, that time when the soul will reach the throat, the doors of Tawbah will be closed. Comes in a hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our repentance till our soul reaches our throat. Till then. But who knows that day will come for us? When will come for us? Every year will go by, will delay, shaitan will make us delay till it's too late. So this is the time when we need to realize, this is the time when we need to open our eyes and realize, okay, this is, a year has gone by. Year has gone by, what did I achieve? Sit down. If you're married, sit down with your wives. If you're not, sit down with your friends. Sit down with your parents, anyone. What did we achieve in this last year? And what do I need to achieve this coming year? The do's and don'ts. What are the things that I need to include in my life as a sunnah? And what are the sins that I need to take away from my life? So this is something that individually we should do. And for help, you know, sit down with others and work out these things and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. Help us throughout, you know, all the way throughout this year. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will help us if we ask Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants, without even asking Him, Allah will help us. But it's best to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help all the way till our death, inshallah. Because we have been sent to this world, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have been sent to this world for worship. And this is our aim, this is our goal. And by worshipping Allah, through the mercy of Allah, He shall enter us into Jannah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh.